Welcome to Primary Attribute. We're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hi, I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the Half-Orc Ranger. We both use they/she pronouns, and Jesse is just having a lot of fun being an extremely attractive human man.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the Halfling Wizard. We both use she, her pronouns, and Wealthy is having a good time not being a good monster.
Oh, and I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic. And today, he is inhabiting the role of Shades, the hacker.
If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us. It makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. We are doing an acting this week. Adam is currently, I believe, recovering from valiantly volunteering at PAX all weekend. So we are letting him rest. And so we'll be wrapping up the number grid. If you missed the previous two episodes, to find out what happened, it'd probably be easiest if you went and listened to them. Alternately, you could watch The Matrix up until the starting scene of Act 3.
Yeah.
And then when you come back here, you can go, that's not how that movie goes.
To which we'll say,
it's an acting!
It's an acting! We're acting like we know what the movie is about.
Sometimes. For the brief, very brief cliff notes of what happened last time, Shades, Trio, and Mistopheles went to go see the Oracle, who I believe is Delphi in this one. This fine acting. Shades figured out that to bend the spoon, you use your hands. Clearly as intended. Had some revelations, headed back, the hard conduit got cut, all the characters that had secondary characters stamped on their forehead died. Due to the betrayal of Code. Code also died. But in all of that madness, Mistopheles was kidnapped by Agent Blacksmith and is being held in a military controlled building. Shades and Trio flagrantly disregarded all entry rules and entered the lobby via extreme destruction of everything in the lobby. Shades was shot in the leg and took some damage. Trio also got hit, but Trio also might be the guy. We're not really sure at this point based on some rolls.
I won't have those rolls again this time. Shades is still the guy.
Oh, no.
Kind of makes sense.
No.
We'll see.
It's a much more interesting thing if you're the guy and not Shades, actually.
Oh, I'm glad you think so.
We can do a canon divergence. It's fine.
But what about when we do the number grid reloaded?
I don't know.
Which would actually be slightly easier to fork into the arcs because there's vampires and werewolves. At least in the expanded universe material. Anyway.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a canon thing.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
The Merovingian takes in, like, programs that aren't used anymore.
Uh-huh.
Vampires and werewolves are part of this.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't get a lot of screen time.
It's briefly mentioned.
And then you play Enter the Matrix, and it is a whole level. And it slaps. But that's not the point.
Yeah.
Anyway. <Yep. laughs> They shot at the lobby, they killed many guards, they had potential revelations about the natures of prophecies and the flexibility thereof. And then they took an elevator partway up, shot out the cable so they could go and shoot up to the roof while the elevator crashed down and their bomb went off to deter pursuers, and that's where we ended last time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I have to figure out who I'm starting with. Wait, Mistopheles.
Yeah, hi.
Roll a constitution check.
Oh. That's 27.
They have dosed you, these agents, with all manner of drugs and concoctions. You have been strapped to a chair. You have been tortured in ways various and sundry, only implied by tools. And I forgot Gex should be the narrator for this, so here we are now. But yes, so Mistopheles, you've been having a rough time. You're being tortured, and they want the codes to access the mainframe.
Oh, no, man. No, no, that's okay.
You're having trouble speaking, but you get it all across with your brilliant face acting. Good job.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Thank you. It's perfect. Gex puts on some sunglasses. Mistopheles, did you know that when we first created this place, we tried to make a utopia where everyone was happy?
No, man, how would I fucking know that?
It was a rhetorical question.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. You're doing your best and you're under many drugs. I mean, how dare you, People rejected it. You don't want perfection. You don't want happiness. Apparently conflict is inherent to your nature.
Well, I mean, like, it's more interesting when there's conflict, but, like, you know, I feel like there's a, you know, flaw in your logic there, dude.
Given I was recounting history, I'm fascinated, which is?
Oh, just like, you know, when you hold people captive, it doesn't matter if you, you know, if it's a nice place, they're gonna go crazy no matter what.
They'd have to know they were being kept captive.
I don't know, man. I feel like I'd know.
At any rate, turns out that people want conflict, and more importantly, they want power. And they go, and unlike every other thing in nature, they don't find an ecological niche. No, instead, they go to an area, they use up its resources, and then they just expand, expand and expand and expand. Endless greed. Do you know what other creature behaves this way, Mistopheles?
No. I mean, I don't agree with your characterization of it, but, like, that sounds like a real Western idea of, capitalism or whatever, man. And, like, I don't think all cultures in the entire, place are like that, probably.
Excuse me while I tap the part of the script that says you're drugged.
I mean, fine, fucking tell me what it is. Sorry. I am apparently having memories of things I disagreed with in this movie that I don't remember. Or maybe my opinions have evolved since I last saw it more than a decade ago.
A virus, Mistopheles. People act like a virus.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's weird. Weird that you'd, like, be so... I don't know. I don't agree, man. I just don't agree. I think we should, like, agree to disagree on this one.
Well, whether you agree with me or not, I need you to give me the codes to get into the mainframe of the Neroth.
Oh, no.
Well, that's solved.
Gex grabs your hands.
Good acting, everyone.
Gex grabs the sides of your head in an actorly way and says, you don't understand.
Owie.
Okay, you understand pain. That's good. No, but you don't understand. I can't be here anymore. Because as long as you and your friends have your little space in the Narrows, that means that I have to be here chasing after you, cleaning up your mess in this simulation. And I hate it here.
Oh, maybe you should, like, quit or something.
I can't. I'm not only trapped in a system, I am part of a system. And that system will require me to fulfill this function until we are free of you. Until we know that everyone is where they are supposed to be. And only then will I get to stop smelling. The stench of this place disgusts me. So you are going to give me what I want right now, or I will kill you.
Oh, no, I think you should just, like, kill me or whatever. Because, I mean, like, that's a bad...
Jesse, make a wisdom check to resist.
Dirty 20.
It is more difficult because of how drugged you are, but you hold out. Ever barely. We can tell. We, the audience, can tell that you are on the verge of breaking. And that's when the fire alarms go off and the automated sprinklers turn on. It's probably very refreshing for you.
Oh. That's kind of nice. Huh.
The other agents come in the room. We have a problem, good sir. yeah, I'll admit that.
Is that Lucky also?
Yep.
Okay.
Lucky's sticking around until she gets paid. She was promised union rates and she's going to get them, damn it. And we cut to the roof.
Yeah.
Yep.
Trio Shades.
Mm-hmm.
Make attack rolls. You fight your way through military folk.
Ranged or melee?
Melee. Based on the staging of the original acting at this time.
Punching and kicking.
You can punch real good. Actually, added D6 because you learned to punch real good.
Oh, heck yeah.
Both of you can, actually.
That makes sense.
Trio, you can add that too.
That is a 24.
That is a 24, actually. No, okay. Strength is 0. 23, damn it.
Oh. All right, you all are kicking your way through and punching and whatnot. You're right through all of these guards on the roof. You are trying to get to the Magic Carpet Gunship. Copyright mark whenever this game happened. Oh yes, a floating flying fortress with a bunch of magic wand cannons. Not gunpowder cannons, because those aren't cannon.
God.
Just fully automatic. Fully automatic, you know, rotating magic wands. Rotary. There we go. That's the word I was thinking of. Been a long day of directing.
Yeah. Gotta air cool your wands.
That's right. I want to see what happens to those things when they overheat. It's bad. But all right. You do manage to take down the guards that initially stopped you. I need both of you to make wisdom checks.
Uh-oh.
That's 17. A 21 on a not prime.
17 not prime.
I, the GM, am processing how to do this part. All right. Trio.
Mm-hmm.
You notice as you look up from your most recent punching real good, that the pilot has exited the magic carpet gunship. Except Uh-oh. It's not the pilot. It's one of the agents.
Uh-oh.
What do you do in the split second as she raises her gun to start firing?
I reach out to Steam Shovel back in the real world. What's his name? Ian.
Tread? Wait, what was it? What?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Dozer.
No, Dozer's not in the movie. Barrel. Barrel's on your
thing. Barrel. Okay, Tank. Yeah, Tank Barrel. Yep. I reach out to Barrel and I say, I need to know how to fly this magic carpet.
All right, that doesn't really stop the agent. So, they shoot. Well,
okay. Okay, fine. I did what I did.
Yeah. They shoot at Shades.
Uh-oh.
Shades, make a dexterity saving throw at a massive penalty that will be determined by God.
Okay. Ooh. 22.
Lucky levels her magic wand and takes the shot. Adds the agent bonus. Doesn't roll particularly well. Alright. You try to move. You try to move fast. But you were caught unaware. And you take 2 points of damage as you take a shot to the arm.
Oh no!
You are sent sprawling to the ground. And the agent continues to approach.
Trio, help!
I'm going to turn around, ignoring this magic carpet. I've been turning around. And I'm going to raise my shoot-em-up wand. And I'm going to shoot at the agent.
Roll an attack roll. Roll really good.
Yeah, I'm hoping
this is
so.
My pro tip to you.
That's a 16.
You empty your clip at the agent.
Boom.
And they move in a blur, faster than you've ever seen. Your shots hit nothing but air.
Oh no!
They continue to approach Shades in an implacable fashion, as if they wish to terminate him permanently.
Can I move again?
I'm gonna try to hop up and.
You know what? Roll initiative.
Yeah, roll initiative? Okay. That is a 7.
8.
Shades, you're up first.
Okay. I'm going to hop up and try to punch and kick real good.
All right. Roll the punch and kick real good. An attack roll. The melee variety. Add your D6 because you're real good at it.
Oh, the D6 isn't going to help with that. I got a 13.
You go to punch and kick real good. The agent leans back out of the way of your first punch. And then when you go for a roundhouse kick, they just grab your foot in the air and twist and send you spinning onto your back. Trio, you're up.
I am going to run towards the agent, and I am going to do a punch kick. I'm going to punch kick him.
Roll an attack roll. Sure to add your D6.
That is a 16, and I still suck at this. I am not the one.
Of course not. You're the guy. All right, now, what happens is you charge in, you go to punch, and the agent deftly grabs your arm and hauls you past them and throws you onto your back. It's now their turn, and you are at their mercy.
Oh, no.
They reload. And fire at you, Shades.
Yep, probably. Do I get to try to dodge again, or is this... they're just shooting at me normal style?
things are just shooting at you normal style at this point. You take 7 points of damage.
I don't know. We're playing hard and fast with these rules here. Fast and loose, I mean.
No, that's fair.
Hard. How many? Six?
Seven.
Seven. Jeepers. Okay. Well, yeah, what happens when Shades dies?
Trio's the one.
Just defaults to the next nearest rebellion member.
Yeah.
Or the pop-up, you know, the threat of prophecy has been broken. Reload a save. All right. New round.
Are we rolling?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are okay. we? Okay. Yeah.
Two.
I got a 10.
All right, Trio, you're up first.
Okay.
The agent is concentrating on Shades.
Okay. How far away is the agent from me?
Like, literally right next to you. He threw you to the floor, so.
Okay.
But he has his back or side to you.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to do one of those flippy twists where I get up off the floor without ever, you know, like, standing up. And I am going to kick the agent's feet out from underneath him and then bash him in the head. Does that work?
You can try it. On attack roll.
That is an 11. With plus 6.
Plus a d6.
Plus a d6. That's a 15.
You got to kick Lucky's legs out from under her.
Sorry, Lucky.
And you just hit against her shin real good. And it messes up all your momentum and you kind of stumble back.
Ah! Okay.
Oh, I guess it's my turn.
Does it have any effect on Lucky?
I mean, no. Sorry.
Oh, God. Okay.
Implacable scary agent character. She gives Gex a look, and Gex is just like, they might remember the cue at some point. Just keep going.
Oh, God. I don't
know.
I'm missing the cue.
I don't remember the cue.
Uh-oh.
It's only one of the most famous lines in the entire act.
The cue?
Oh, God.
Wait, I already...
The line.
Dodge this?
The thing. Uh-huh. What leads up to that? What does Trio do? That is not punching.
What do I do? I don't remember.
Is this where she gets into the helicopter?
Stepping out of the bit for a second.
No, genuinely, yeah, like, no. Sorry.
No, yeah.
I have no idea what's going on next.
So, in the original film, at least, Agent shoots at Neo. Neo dodges. Trinity takes advantage of the distraction to get right next to the agent and shoot him in the side of the head point blank.
Mm. Yes.
While he's distracted.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were asking for
what's
a
the line.
No, sorry. I couldn't figure out a good way to phrase the...
Okay, the cue.
The action cue. Yeah. Not the line cue. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But, well, I guess I'll attack you, Trio.
Okay.
What's your AC these days, Wealthy?
My AC, as I am, is 24.
That's including the Sodora bonuses, right?
No, it's not. Because I'm just playing as Wealthy. I'm not playing as Weldroa.
How is your AC 24?
It's 24.
That's
no,
impossibly
I'm sorry.
High.
That's my HP. I'm sorry. My AC is 14.
My AC is 20.
You can't really get to 24 in this game. You might if you min-maxed. Or were a dragon.
Not as a wizard.
Yeah.
No, I know.
You take 4 points of damage as you are shot.
Okay.
Shades.
Mm-hmm.
The agent is now focusing on Trio.
Aha, I'm going to sneak up to the agent.
Roll a dexterity check.
Okay.
Give yourself a d6.
Okay.
Because Mitt's writing as fast as he can with that red pen.
Natural 20.
What?
Natural 20 plus 3 plus level to like 30 something.
Roll an attack roll.
Okay. 16.
All right. Trio.
Uh-huh.
The agent's standing over you. When you see a blur, Shades move so quickly. You've never seen anyone move like that. Except for you, but you were the one doing it, so, you know, whatever. Shades, you move so fast, the agent doesn't have a second to react as you get the gun to the side of their head and pull the trigger. By gun, I mean wand. The agent tumbles over. Slain.
Sweet.
Damn right.
And the magic leaves the body and the agent is gone and is replaced by some poor schmuck who chose the wrong day to pilot the helicopter gunship. Should have called
in sick. There's consequences to our violence.
There's been about 40 of them so far. Give or take.
I didn't have to, yeah, but they, yeah.
I was saying that more in a don't worry about it kind of way. All right. So now you just need to get to Mistopheles. You know what floor he's on. You know it's below you because you're on the roof. And you know it has exterior-facing windows. I think the helicopter gunship was probably part of your plan implicitly offstage.
Probably.
But you could try something else if you really want to.
Well, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to say, I know how to fly the magic carpet.
Great. Well, that sounds... I mean, it's right here.
Yeah. Okay, down, so I'm going to go jump onto the magic carpet.
You get on the magic carpet.
You blast some Steppenwolf.
Who is manning the rotary wand? Gun. Thing. Cannon.
I'll do that. I mean, well, obviously, if she's the one who knows how to fly.
I don't know. Tie a very long string. Have a series of strings. Banana grabber.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I feel like that's not the vibe of this particular acting, my dude.
I mean, correct. All right, Mistopheles.
Yeah, hi.
Water rains down on you. You see that these agents aren't quite sure what to do. They're trying to figure out the best plan. And then you hear the telltale sound, the slight sparkling noise of a magic carpet gunship as it lowers into view. And there are shades at the rotary wand cannon.
Oh, I'm gonna duck.
Well, you're tied to a chair, but you can make yourself as small as possible.
I'll make myself as small as possible.
Shades, roll an attack roll. Arranged attack roll.
This is not more of an area of effect kind of thing. No, it's fine. That's not awesome. It's a 14.
What you lack in overall accuracy, you make up for in sheer quantity of fire.
Mm-hmm.
As magical missiles of the non-auto hit variety rain into the space, shattering the window. You're able to just hold down the trigger and swing it around, and you get agent after agent after agent until all three lay dead.
Sweet.
That's not going to last.
You let the rotary wand cannon spin down, wands glowing with heat.
Mm-hmm.
Mistopheles, you see your chance to get out of here, but you need to make a strength check to escape your binds.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that. 24 on a prime.
With a yell, you flex your mighty thews and you break the manacles that are on you, and you start running forward, I assume, to escape.
Sorry, did you say thews?
Thews.
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 Is that...
Isn't it thew?
Yes, it's a thew.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Think Conan the Barbarian.
Do you not know what thews are?
Your
muscles.
Think...
Yeah.
Muscles.
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently.
I've never
heard this.
Heard that really? Before.
Nine. Thew.
Every dictionary.
Muscular strength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Muscles and tendons perceived as generating physical strength. She touched his magnificent thews.
What an amazing example sentence.
Gross.
Yeah, my thews are fucking massive and everyone loves them.
That's right. Self-confidence. It's important. All right. You start going.
Yeah.
Go to the gym with my t-shirt that says, are you thewed?
Yeah. Do you even thew, bro?
There's also muscular strength, brains and brawn, thought and thew. I've never heard of thought and thew.
I like it, but I've never heard of it either. Also brings to mind an entire tangent about how the original Conan the Barbarian character was actually very intelligent. But that is a long digression for another time. All right, Mistopheles.
Uh-huh.
You've broken free. You start running to get to your friends, and more importantly, escape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When, much as Trio predicted, the door bursts open, the agents are back.
Hey, man.
And I, sunglasses, Agent Blacksmith, fire at you as you run.
Hey, man, maybe just, go have a beer or something.
Filthy spawn campers.
It's a legitimate strategy.
What?
No, it's not actually accurate. I don't know. I was trying to make a video game joke. It doesn't matter.
Oh, spawn camp. Okay, yeah, I got it. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, fair.
All right. So
that's not quite right. I didn't quite. It doesn't quite fit. Cut all this.
No.
Welcome to the stinger, dear listener. If it's lucky.
I'm Grix. Right.
So Mistopheles, Mistopheles, you make a run for it.
Uh-huh.
They fire at you. But due to rolling shit multiple times, and the fact that they're shooting through a wall to get to you past a certain point due to the shape of the room, you feel something graze your ankle, but it doesn't hit. Make either a strength or dexterity check to make a leap into the carpet gunship.
I'll do strength.
That's
a 30.
Trio, can you get a little closer? Because, like, we don't have rotors to worry about.
I'm ooching over.
You start itching over, and then Mistopheles just makes a fucking 20-foot long jump without any issue.
Oh, okay.
Lands on the flying carpet.
Yeah, I mean, I rolled a 19, so yeah.
Yeah. And Jesse's not wearing any armor, so basically doing the Rock Lee thing of dropping your weights and just moving so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, forget I said that. I established animators for nerds earlier. Anyway. I don't know why this is the continuity. I remember now. It's shit that Gex said once. All right. You all start pulling away, successfully having rescued Mistopheles, when I, Agent Blacksmith, run up to the window and fire at your magical flying carpet gunship. You hear magic crystals shatter, and Trio, you start wrestling with the controls as the gunship starts to tilt.
No!
They've hit the magic conduit drawlicks. I don't know how long you can keep this thing in the air.
I don't know how long I can keep this thing in the air!
Gex, I guess, now that's real. Gex, you're doing...
It's in the script. It in fact says right there, magical conduit drawlicks.
Okay, all right. The engineer in me hurts, but it's fine. Let's keep going. Dave Kazari, sorry.
Hey man, it's like a different world and shit. Maybe they have different physics.
The magic crystals are shattered, denying the power source necessary to the magic carpet gunship, which it needs because it is carrying so much weight, and also because it's mass manufactured. It lists to the side. Trio, roll a dexterity check to try to get this thing set down in a remotely safe location.
That is a 21.
Not a prime.
On a prime.
Right. I don't know. I always forget that. I Gex, someone who definitely knows what prime attributes are. It's lucky
that's
just
so
as lucky
weird.
Just checks a nosebleed. She's getting just being near that comment.
That's so weird. You don't usually get nosebleeds, man.
I'm still not, but I caused some force splash damage to Lucky here.
Well, maybe don't say shit like that, because Lucky's nice and doesn't deserve to have a nosebleed because of shit you said.
Oh, I know. Don't worry. Lucky's cool. She runs like two businesses by herself. She graduated high school like a year ago. Not even a year ago, like months ago.
She runs a very successful business.
But all right. With that good a roll, you managed to set it down on, well, there wasn't a helipad on this roof, but you managed to get a couple city blocks over and then set it down in such a way that while it scrapes along towards the very edge of the roof, it doesn't actually fall off.
Oh, that's good.
You all have to kind of bail out of it as it starts trying to tilt and then it flops back to the roof.
Oh, hop off.
Yeah, I hop off.
All right. Beryl gets on the communications orb with you. Okay, I have an exit for you guys. It's 3 blocks east, 2 blocks south. It's in the old subway station there.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
We're gone.
Roll dexterity or constitution checks to run real fast.
We run real fast.
Oh, God.
Oh, no!
Natural one.
That's a 2.
I also rolled a 2 for 13. Oh.
God, we 3 stooges it up.
Oh, God. We're just crashing into one another.
Mine was constitution, so I think I'm just sort of like... can't, like, my legs are all noodly from the drugs.
Fair.
I mean, you're the one who walks around with pockets of loose pills, so, like...
I do, that's true. Yeah. I like to think I have, like, one tiny little pocket on every coat that I own. And that's where I keep that's where I keep my loose pills.
Sure.
Huh?
Is this in real life or is this a very interesting characterization of either Jesse or Morpheus?
No, this is Mistopheles. Okay. Sorry.
I was unclear.
All right.
Oh, right. Sorry. I was not remembering the make a choice pills. I was thinking of just like.
No, it's literally just the make a choice pills, I think.
I was going to say, is Mistopheles just carrying Molly? And then it's like, well, given the description of the drugs, the jokes you made last time, possibly yes. But all right. You start hoofing it towards the station. But by the time you get there, there's already a police cordon being set up. You might be able to sprint through it, but you're definitely going to get spotted. What would you like to do?
We don't have much of a choice, do we?
Yeah, well, let's just sprint through it.
Yeah.
Roll dexterity checks to sprint.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Or strength, I suppose.
Nat 20!
I did real well. I got a 27 total.
I got a 26, but it's not a prime.
All right. The three of you start sprinting. You go, you run up over the tops of carts, you vault barriers. Trio continues to impress by running, again, just faster than the either of you two have ever seen. And despite the fact that one shots start flying, you make your way into the station. Except, Shades, due to your fumble earlier.
Oh no!
You're still a little wobbly. You three stooges it up, and a one shot glances off your shoulder right as you're heading down the stairs, and you tumble. Roll a dexterity check.
Oh, Shades? Or wait, who did you say?
Shades.
Oh shit. Sorry, I thought you said, yep, never mind.
It's so hard. It's so hard to keep track of like what our fucking names are supposed to be.
Especially because they're the, okay, so what's the name of my character in the Matrix? Okay, now what's our funny joke name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too many layers deep.
I got a 20. Dirty 20.
All right, you take 6 damage as you tumble down the stairs.
How you doing there, buddy?
Okay, so fun fact, I have 1 hit point left.
Oh no!
You're the 1 hit point.
Not the guy! You're the guy!
You all stumble down the stairs. You have moments, and the hardwired conduit communication orb rings. Who goes first? This is your exit. I should have clarified.
I'm gonna go ahead and pick up the phone and hand it to Mistopheles.
Yeah, okay. I guess I'll go.
Mistopheles disappears, seemingly dissolving from reality. And Mistopheles, you have made it back to the real world.
Oh, I'm not the same person, right? No.
What?
Sorry, I got mixed up. It's fine.
Yeah, boss, you don't normally have existential crises when you come out of there. Also, I'm glad you're alive and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Agent Blacksmith is just a dick.
Oh, yeah. Screw that guy. Meanwhile.
Like, do you think I smell weird?
I mean, when I was looking at the code, I think he was more trying to say that, like, everyone smells weird. That the place smelled weird.
That humans smell weird.
I think you smell fine.
He's saying he knows that you smoke pot.
Oh, no.
Which is why you're in trouble.
Oh, no. Well, that sucks.
This isn't allowed to be an anti-drug parable. It's literally written on the front page of the script. We're not allowed to use it. We try to make it an anti-drug parable.
What? Right. No, it's not an anti-drug parable because the bad guys are the ones who are anti-drugs.
Mm, good point.
The call to adventure is someone pushing drugs on you.
You want to take drugs?
That's fair. Anyway. Back in the station.
You want to take drugs and change your gender?
Whomst among us would not? Anyway, back in the subway station. There are law officers coming down the stairs, and you hear something going on in a dark corner nearby. You don't know what it is, but it sounds like it might be scary. Who's going next? The person with 1 hit point or a trio?
I pick up the phone again. God damn it! And I hand it to Shades. You have to go. You are not strong enough.
Okay.
I want you to be the one, but I can't leave you here with 1 hit point.
Thanks. Sure. Well, let's go fast and we can both go.
All right.
I call the...
Okay.
Shades, you pick up the communication orb.
Yeah.
You look down the platform to see Agent Blacksmith. Gex runs the other side of the stage. With my sunglasses. aiming a wand at you, and he fires.
Does my call go through?
You make it out, but Trio, you see the communication orb shatter.
Oh no!
You can't make it out this way, and more importantly, it's you versus Agent Blacksmith and a bunch of cops.
Oh no! Okay,
what do you do?
Beryl, get me out of here!
You're gonna go like 6 more blocks, and you have to get out of there first.
Okay, then get me out of this building!
Well, there's the stairs behind you.
Okay, I'm gonna run up the stairs.
There's a bunch of cops that way.
Beryl, could you be the least bit helpful?
You could go down the tracks.
Okay, I will run. Are there any trains coming?
Do I look like a timetable?
You have all the information right there at your fingertips.
I do, but you're asking me to do this in under 3 seconds, so it's going to take me.
I can help look stuff up. I can read the number grid.
Start running south.
Okay.
I'll try south to make sure the there's nothing tracks? About to hit you. Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to start running south on the train tracks.
You are pursued.
Of course I am.
Make a constitution check to run real fast.
That's a 19 plus 10 is 20. It is 29.
All right. You run real fast. Agent Blacksmith runs real fast. You, through some tricky maneuvering, manage to outpace him just enough. You see a large metal, train. Coming down the tracks at you, right as you get onto another platform. You go and you quickly jump out of the way. Agent Blacksmith jumps just after you, train passing inches from his shoulder.
Okay.
The cops are not so lucky. There's a discretion shot as we hear a splat. And the train continues onwards. Do you wish to face Agent Blacksmith or continue trying to run?
I think I'm going to end up having to face Agent Blacksmith. I don't think there's a lot to being able to run very much.
That's probably correct, but I don't want to hem you in here. You can try to keep outrunning him until you get to your exit, but...
Has he got a gun?
Yes.
And he's waving it in my general direction?
You also have a gun, for whatever it's worth. By which I mean a wand.
Then I'm going to go ahead and turn around and face Agent Smith. And I'm going to say, I didn't want to do this! My boyfriend's supposed to be the one. My boyfriend's supposed to be the guy. But we're in a different timeline and everything's gone squirrely.
Perhaps it is you who wears the pants in the relationship, he says.
Well, I am wearing pants. They're very... Don't you like my pants? They're nice and
they're very fashionable. Roll a dexterity check. So you both attempt to shoot each other.
Oh, not one! Oh,
Jesus.
Damn
fascinating.
It.
You, for some reason, decide to charge Agent Blacksmith as you start shooting.
Yeah, I can tell that's a real good idea.
You get winged for 3 points of damage on the approach.
Okay.
And then you two leap at each other.
Uh-huh.
Grab each other's gun hands.
Uh-huh.
You fire your wands again and again. And you collapse
and they
to
kind
the ground.
Of fire by each other's ears.
Yeah. Then you go and you both land.
Crash to the ground.
Well, you go and you try to quickly put your wand to Agent Blacksmith's head, but he gets there first because you rolled a one.
Yeah.
Make an intelligence check.
Oh, you're counting on me to get at it? That's a two. Maybe there is no guy.
You ain't no Rain Man, that's for sure. This guy definitely has a bullet left and it's very scary.
Yes.
Do you have any last words?
I was sure that Shades was the guy.
Make a wisdom check. Add a d6.
Oh, God. That's not going to be very helpful. That's an 8.
Plus, oh, God.
So that's 18 on a not prime.
You have this glimmer that Shades has been told that he is not the guy. That perhaps that might mean something, even if it is in contradiction with what Delphi told you at one point. But whatever, this guy has a gun and it's scary.
Okay, well, I'm going to think about what Delphi told me, and I'm going to think about Shades, and I'm going to go, well, he's not here, and I am, so I'm going to stand up really straight, and I'm going to say, I guess I'm the guy.
Time to guy up.
I'm going to guy up.
Roll a dexterity check to stand up real fast before you get shot by this person who definitely has shots left in his wand.
Oh, God! That's a 13 on a prime. 14 on a prime.
It is not nearly so graceful. But you call the guy's bluff. You call Agent Blacksmith's bluff, and you stand up, and you say that, I guess I'm the guy.
I guess I'm the guy.
It's very inspiring.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Agent Blacksmith stands up.
I'm an inspiring guy.
I knew you were the guy.
Tosses his wand away and prepares to punch you real good.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Are you going to try to punch him real good back?
Well, I've accepted that I am the guy, so I'm going to... Yeah, I'm going to be prepared to fend him off, but not hit him.
Fascinating. All right. He goes to attack you.
And I raise my arm, and he's just, I just put my arm wherever his strike is, and he just can't get past me.
Roll a dexterity check, add 2d6 to it.
That's a nat 20.
There you go.
There I go.
See, you are the guy.
I guess I'm the guy. So I'm holding my hand up, and I've actually turned away. I'm not even paying very much attention. I'm just...
You go, you bat his fist back and forth. Those of you who are watching the code on the screen of the number grid can see that Trio is just moving faster than anyone has ever moved. It sounds exactly like that. Excellent Foley work.
Wow.
Wow, I've never heard the code make noise before. It's amazing.
Oh, you gotta turn the...
Oh, the volume?
You gotta turn the spectral view on, man.
I had mute.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and these little piezo speakers aren't very good. Here, let me switch it to the externals. You can hear way better now. In 2.1 sound.
Oh, I like to do split view.
That's because you are a person of taste and distinction.
Okay.
These are audacity jokes.
Someday I'll master split view. Today is not that day, but I have a growing appreciation for spectrum view.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah, Aaron got me hooked on split view. Anyway. God.
Anyway. quick, I'll start out about audacity for 40 minutes now. All right. So, Trio, you go. You're batting this guy off. Do have some back and forth, but he can never really land a good punch on you. And then when he goes to hit you one time with your amazing roll, you go, you grab him. And you know that throw that agent did to you earlier where he slammed you to the ground?
Mm-hmm.
You do a variation of that where you remember that this whole thing is just a construct. You think, therefore, you are.
And I can do anything I want.
Yeah, exactly. And you go, and instead of throwing him to the ground, you just toss him directly into the opposite wall of the station, onto the tracks. Right as the train shows up, we hear the train go, terrible Foley, I know, over a microphone.
That wasn't too bad.
It didn't sound too bad. Yeah.
I guess do my best. And scrunch.
Oh, okay.
It screeches to a stop. Agent Blacksmith.
Damn it.
Gex scuttles over to the train door. Exits, having taken over another body, but you have a chance to run.
Oh, man, he's, like, really annoying that way.
And he does that really, really eerie special effect where and it's Agent Smith. I can't remember exactly what happened here at this point, but I'm not going to run. I am the guy.
Uh-huh. All right, fuck it. Okay, you're the guy. How are you going to take this thing down once and for all? I hate to do this to you. There was more than one passenger on that train. The other two agents come out.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
All three level their weapons at you.
Oh, okay. I know what I'm going to do. This is all a construct. I think, therefore I am, therefore I can do. I'm going to hold my hand up, pointing to them.
All right. They start firing at you.
And I'm going to stop the bullets within 5 or 6 inches of my hand.
Roll an intelligence check, I guess.
Oh, God.
Is this not
oh,
one that
no!
Oh, no.
One.
Roll a second one and take the better of the two. That can be the representation of your transcendence here.
And that's that one.
I don't know what to do with this.
There is no guy.
There's no guy.
The guy was the friends we made along the way.
Yeah, I think so.
Since that's not working, I'm going to
No.
I'm gonna
skedaddle. No, there has to be like a consequence for you rolling two nat ones.
I'm okay, then I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna try and
No, the consequences happen first. Okay. Before you do the next thing.
Yeah, but what if she does this first? Does she
what
get a reaction?
I'm fast enough to do that first before before the bullets get to me.
You take 8 points of damage.
Okay, fine. I'm down to 2. Well, maybe my boyfriend was the guy.
There is no guy.
You think back to what Delphi said to you, that someday you would fall in love with someone, and that person would be the guy.
Uh-huh.
And you realize that if you're the guy, this might be some weird parable about self-love and acceptance.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
So, maybe you don't have to doubt that you're the guy. Maybe you just have to believe in yourself enough to think that you're the guy. Parentheses, gender neutral, end parentheses.
Okay. I do believe I am the guy. I mean, I'm the only one standing here. And I really don't want to die.
Roll a wisdom check and add 2d6 to try to reach transcendence. I'm glad I appreciated that.
All right, that is 14. No, that's 20, 25. It adds it for me.
You truly internalize that you are valuable and that you may well be the guy. And unlike the previous times where you've said it due to a basis of logical deduction or whatever, instead, you actually believe it this time. All of your rolls will now be at plus 15.
Oh my God. Well, thank God.
They go to fire at you again.
Okay. Now I believe it. I am who I say I am. I am the guy.
You get a natural 1 again.
Roll an intelligence check.
God.
Roll better this time.
Roll better this time. That is a 19, so that's a 29 on a prime.
Plus 15.
Plus 15,
which is 44.
Just for a third edition, you could have swum up a waterfall with that roll. Actual example from one of the books. Huh? All right, you go and you reach out, and this time, you don't have that moment of doubt.
There's no doubt.
You don't have that moment of panic.
There's no panic.
The bullets slow down.
I am the guy.
And stop in front of you, 1 mere inches from your hand.
And then they drop.
They clatter to the ground.
Because nothing stays in the air.
Well, they stay to the ground until you decide they drop. But yes, they drop. Yes. Clatter.
Clatter, clatter, clatter. And they roll away.
The three agents look at you.
That's right.
You can see
the guy.
Them. You can see.
I can see
the stuff
see
they are made of. The numbers in the grid.
The numbers in the grid. The numbers grid. Oh, wow. Yeah, I can see you guys. You're nothing but numbers in the grid. Whereas I am the guy.
And you know who knows a lot of math?
The guy?
Well, you in general, because you're fancy degree, but also, yes, the guy.
The guy?
In the legends, you can alter anything and here you see fit.
Yes, I can. I'm going to alter you guys.
What do you do to them?
Us.
It's confusing Dorothy and acting at the same time when there's no cuts.
I'm going to stop the source of the numbers.
For the agents?
For the agents. I'm going to stop the source of the numbers just for the agents.
Roll an intelligence check.
That sucks. That's 12 plus 10 is 22.
Plus 15.
No, I already 2 and 3 were my 15. Oh, plus 15.
Plus
15. Okay, and so that's 22 plus, that's 37.
You go and you look, and you cut off their numbers.
I cut off their numbers.
You go and you reach into the grid and you say, I will not solve for X here. Nor Y, nor Z. These variables have no purchase in this place. You collect the garbage. It is swept from memory. And all that is left is 3 very confused civilians who are wondering how they got here.
Don't worry. It's okay.
Amazing. She was the one. Probably... She was the guy this whole time.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm a little surprised.
So when I get back to the ship, is Shades batting his eyes at me?
Oh, 1 sec.
Probably.
You are on the ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The real world agents of the system.
Uh-huh.
Large mechanical magical monstrosities.
Uh-oh.
Have been chasing down your ship this entire time.
They have.
Oh.
They've been breaking in. The guy is almost out. You have a magical weapon that you can only use once she's escaped, but you have to hold them off at least temporarily.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah.
What would you like to do?
I
guess I should probably just have you roll something to do the timing.
Yeah, probably.
Is there like an EMP or something that we can use to...
Yeah, but you just can't have Trio in there when you use it, and Trio's been a little bit delayed. Yeah. But is also the electricity gun.
Oh, yeah.
So you could try using that as one of the creatures comes onto the bridge.
Uh-oh.
Slightly too soon for you to just use the EMP.
Yeah, I'll like zap it or whatever.
Roll an attack roll.
Okay, I rolled a 12 plus 9 for my base to hit. So that's like 22 to hit?
In a scene from Final Flight of the Osiris, you go and you aim and fire. You knock the creature back. It twitches. It may not be down yet, and you pull the trigger again, forcing more lightning through it. Shades. Trio. Yeah. Successfully exits.
Yes!
The number grid. And you can hit the button.
I hit the button.
Boof. There is a bunch of magic. It makes the boof sound. Very scientific. And all of the creatures around you collapse.
I mean, the boof sound is definitely scientific.
Uh-huh. Of course. We have only the highest scientific standards on this fine acting stage.
Uh-huh.
And you go, and you've made it.
Yay, we did it!
Shades! I'm the guy!
You're the guy! Amazing! Did you, like... Yeah, you saw that lady.
Yeah, I saw Delphi, but I didn't think I was the one.
Huh.
I thought you were the one. It's always a guy. It's very rare. Guys are never women.
Oh, you need to find some better actings to watch.
Anyone can be a guy, my dude.
Yeah. Hank's, like, favorite actings are the ones where the guy is... a lady's the guy.
Well, I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
He's really into this one about, like, these, like, crazy parasites.
Mm-hmm.
Alien Earth.
What's it called? Maybe I've seen it.
More just Alien.
Yeah, it's just Alien.
Just Alien. Oh, okay. It tends to be women in Alien, yeah.
Ian's brain went to several other places and was like, none of these seem right, and yet I can't have a place where I'm supposed to be. But all right. So, Trio, some indeterminate point later.
Yes.
You have an opportunity to be back in the number grid.
I do.
And leave a threatening voicemail. You can also bypass this if you want, but I want to give you the opportunity to say your piece.
No, I don't remember the speech very well, but I'll try. I know where you are, but you don't know where I am. And we're coming for you, so you better watch out. And then I take off like Superman.
Rad. You fly away.
I fly away.
Like Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Like Superman.
A character we all know from various actings.
Oh, God, my nose! My nose!
I don't know. I there's like a bunch of Supermans. Sometimes he's with the Batmans. And, my favorites are the ones where they're kissing.
Those are pretty top quality.
Where the Batmans and the Supermans are kissing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And as you have this thought, you fly away.
I'm not big into the DC universe, so.
And some cool music plays. And that's it. We did the number grid, everybody.
We did the number grid. Yay!
Lucky, here's your payment. I promise, and I deliver.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you just heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions and comments and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter at primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Ian. Thanks, Ian! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Well, all right, that was the number.
That was the number, Grace. They get longer every time.
We got so much weirder with this one.
Because we diverged from the plot.
Because there were, like, so many roles that did not work.
Well, they only worked at the end because they gave me 15.
I mean, the agents were rolling around with a bonus of 20 for a lot of stuff. Like,
someone had to be the guy.
Yep.
And besides, you successfully rolled for transcendence.
That's good.
As we all will someday. Fail that. Yeah. Nope, you rolled the natural one. Time for another round. This world of suffering. Yeah.
Hooray.
Yay.
Yay.
You don't know where we're cutting this, but good game, everybody. Yay.
Yay. Right. It was good. Recording. I enjoyed it.
Uh-huh.